This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University has opened its 150th anniversary celebration, and along with that, launched a new book. It's called Southern Illinois University at 150 Years, Growth, Accomplishments, and Challenges. The editor of that book is Dr. John Jackson. When we talk about 150 years of Southern Illinois University, people often ask, well, what was the one event or what was the one thing that stands out about the university? Does your book look into that at all, or is it really covering a lot more issues?
I don't think there is one thing. There were so many highlights and lowlights, so many factors that went into our history. I think we try to cover that comprehensively. In a sense, Tom Brady summed it up when he said, "We're still here." And I think that's kind of the theme of the book. Growth, accomplishments to be celebrated. We've had much of both, and we have many, many things to be proud of. And we try to tell that story. But the third word there is challenges. We've had those too, and we try to tell that story just as clearly as we can. And I think we accomplished that balance, it seems to me.
35 different authors for this book, is that right?
That was the total, and that's a lot of people to keep herded in one direction.
How long did it take to get things going?
The whole thing's been about 2.5 years.
How did you divide the book? There are a lot of different ways to look at 150 years. How did you decide to divide this up?
Well, there were good books at the 50th, 75th, and 100th anniversary, so I made the first decision of we don't have to go back and replow that because it's been done. We do reference to some extent those early days. Mike Kimmel, for example, in his history of Carbondale and the university, but for the most part, we focused on the last 50 years, which is 69 through 19. And that's because that's the last 2 years of the transformational Dwight Morris era. Those 2 years were very controversial and very consequential. So we began with the roots in what Morris accomplished, but also particularly near the end, what led to his downfall, because that impacted the next post-Morris generation. So the focus is the post-Morris generation, which I happen to have been here for the whole 50 years, so it was kind of personal for me.
When you look at those 50 years, you mentioned that challenges, the word challenges is in the title of the book. A lot of people are asking whether SIU can overcome its challenges. Do you believe it can?
I absolutely do. I think they're very real, and the passage most recently has been maybe the most extraordinary. And I think the critical time there that kind of pushed us over the edge in a perfect storm was the accumulated impact of the 2-year budgetary impasse in the state legislature and the governor's office. We were already stretched thin on resources, and so that was just kind of the tilt. When all the universities, and particularly us, took those cuts, got literally no state budget for 2 years, got the MAP grants defunded for 2 years, that was kind of more than our financial situation could stand. So we're still trying to get over that, and it'll take higher education in this state 10 years to get over that. But I think that and the many problems and changes at the top all came to something of a conclusion last summer. I think we turned the corner and headed back up, and I think things really are looking up, and this celebration will help to emphasize that.
Overall, looking at 150 years, this is just one snapshot when you talk about the budget impasse and that there were difficult years through the Depression, through other national disasters and things like that. Is there one word or one common theme that you found in piecing all of this together?
Gritty determination's two words, but I think that's what has emphasized SIU's history. We are a different place in many ways. We're a product of the mass education movement that came at the end of World War II with the GI Bill. We grew massively in that time. And we went in higher education in this nation, from it being elite and advantaged people only to the mass expected that we could go and at least our children could get an education. And SIU epitomized that. We've always been the most diverse institution in the state, and that diversity has been a strength for us. We have moved from a teacher's college to a research university, and we're going to continue that trajectory. So I think we've covered an awful lot of bases, and you mentioned one word that I want to elaborate on. We have pictures that illustrate all of that, over 300 photographs, so in many ways this is kind of a coffee table book with substance.
John Jackson is the editor of Southern Illinois University at 150 Years, Growth, Accomplishments, and Challenges. John, thanks for coming in.
Sure, I'm glad to do it.